encore. I thought we were done. Do one more. Let me do one more. Let me do one more. Well, if I had anything to say right now, I'd say love and happiness. I feel good all over. Do you feel good tonight? Do you feel good tonight? Something that can make you do wrong, I'll make you do right, yeah. Oh, love, 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 love. Ooh. 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 We'll be right back.
esconde, que nome você tem? Se você mora em Londres, se você tem alguém, meu amor, me dê um sinal.
Que lindo.
Dê um toque paranormal. Quero toda a sua alegria. Dias, dias, dias e dias.
Será que é um sonho? Será que é real? E vai marcar pra sempre a minha.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and the First Lady.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to welcome you to In Performance at the White House. Tonight, we are in the Rose Garden, so that our outstanding guest artists can give full voice to their magnificent talent. And we are so delighted to have with us such a national treasure.
She has come here to our nation's house, already a part of American musical history. The winner of 15 Grammy Awards and the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, she is the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Her father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin, was among the finest preachers of his generation and a proud defender of the civil rights of all Americans. Like him, this woman has a genius for moving an audience with her sincerity, her passion, and her grace. She is joined tonight by her special guest and friend, Mr. Lou Rawls. He, too, is a music legend, and in his fundraising for the United Negro College Fund, a crusader for African-American higher education. Well, this is a night for having a good time. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin.
Good evening, President Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, distinguished guests and friends. I am supremely honored to appear tonight. Looking out
Come in my
Thank you so much.
Gee, I'm glad they invited you all. We all know this, right? If we put our hands together right here, and let's have a real party. What's your a very dear and a very old friend of mine. We go back a very long way together. We used to sing gospel together, and he was a member of the world famous Pilgrim Travelers. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mr. Lou Rawls. My friend, Mr. Lou Rawls.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. It gives me great pride to introduce a friend tonight that I've known for quite a few years. Matter of fact, my first album back about years ago, recorded with him, Les McCann Trio. Ladies and gentlemen, if you please, welcome my friend who made my first album, Stormy Monday Blues, my man, Les McCann. We want to do something special for you here. Les just recorded an album. Here's the, they call it the African American National Anthem. I love that. But he invited me to do a song on the album with him. And the song that he's going to start off with is
lift every voice and sing, and then I'm going to sing God Bless America. It's the best place to be.
Church in Detroit, and I gotta tell you, I was singing with a quartet out of Chicago. I was a kid myself, and we were kids, And Aretha was playing the piano. They had a little singer named Sammy Bryan. They were singing. Boy, she was a killer, too. And then one day, Aretha opened up her mouth and said, "Oops. Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on here. What's going on?" Listen, we knew she was a winner then. And I must say, it's a pleasure for me to introduce once again the Queen of Soul, my love, my baby, my sweetie pie, Aretha Franklin.
I was born in a dump. My mama died, my daddy got drunk.
Yeah,
he left me here to die, grow in the middle of Tobacco Road. Yeah, I grew up in rusty shack. Everything I owned was hanging on my back.
Yeah.
The Lord knows how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road, but it's my home. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the only life that I ever known, and I despise you because you're built in, but I love you because you are my home. I'm gonna leave,
I'm gonna leave,
and get a job,
well,
with the help and the grace of my God.
It
Thank you. You like that? I'd like to do the next selection in honor of and in memory of our four mothers and fathers who so courageously graced the cotton fields from sun up to sundown, and whose descendants became the sharecroppers of the time. My grandmother's family was one of the many thousands.